Welcome everyone to Spanish Pod. This is your free newbie lesson of the week, and it's called Do You Play Any Instruments? My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hola, Liliana. So do you play any instruments?
No.
You don't?
I don't. That's the only thing I regret from like childhood. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to play?
I would love, well, my dad wanted me to play a violin.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you.
No.
But I would have loved to learn how to play the piano.
Oh, okay. I had piano lessons as a kid.
Yeah, I know. And you, guitar? I know.
I don't play the guitar.
Yes, you
heard me play
the guitar.
With my feet.
And
that
you sing
terrible.
And everything.
Well.
Anyway, so the key word for today is tocar.
Tocar, to touch, right?
Yes. Well, to touch. But also, it means tocar instrumentos, which
okay,
means...
Okay, to play an instrument.
Exactly.
Okay, so we're going to listen for that verb tocar in the dialogue, which we're about to hear three times.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Sabes tocar algún instrumento?
Sí, el piano. ¿Y tú?
Yo sé tocar la guitarra.
Second time.
¿Sabes tocar algún instrumento?
Sí, el piano. ¿Y tú?
Yo sé tocar la guitarra.
Third time.
¿Sabes tocar algún instrumento?
Sí, el piano. ¿Y tú?
Yo sé tocar la guitarra.
All right, we're back and we're going to start with the translation.
¿Sabes tocar algún instrumento?
Do you know how to play any instrument?
¿Sabes tocar algún instrumento?
Do you play any instrument?
¿Sabes tocar algún instrumento? Sí, el piano. ¿Y tú?
Yes, the piano. What about you?
Sí, el piano. ¿Y tú?
Yes, the piano. And what about you?
Sí, el piano. ¿Y tú? Yo sé tocar la guitarra.
I know how to play the guitar.
Yo sé tocar la guitarra.
I know how to play the guitar.
Yo sé tocar la guitarra. Guitarra.
Guitarra. All right, let's take a closer look at these sentences. The first one is, do you know how to play any instruments? So we're going to start with the first word, which is, do you know?
Sabes.
Sabes. Okay, this is you know, right?
Yes, that's the verb saber.
Saber, to know. And if you're asking somebody if they know, then you're going to say...
Sabes.
Sabes. Okay. Now, do you know what? Do you know how to play?
Tocar.
Tocar, that's the verb to play, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a key word.
That's right.
Do you know how to play an instrument?
¿Sabes tocar algún instrumento?
Okay, now so the word for instrument is obviously...
Instrumento.
Instrumento. And what's this word, algún? It means like some.
Yes,
or...
it's like any.
Any, okay.
Yeah,
it's some. Kind of an indefinite word there. All right, so one more time. Do you know how to play any instrument?
¿Sabes tocar algún instrumento?
And the answer is, yes, the piano.
Sí, el piano. Sí, el piano. ¿Y tú?
Okay, and so what's the first word? It means yes.
Sí.
Sí.
Sí, 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 sí.
Okay, it means yes. And then the piano.
El piano.
El piano. Now that sounds just like English.
Yeah.
Except for the word for the is...
El.
El.
Yes.
El piano.
It's a masculine.
Okay, el piano. So, yes, the piano. And then the next one is, what about you?
¿Y tú?
¿Y tú? Okay, now literally, this is two words. The first word is just the letter Y.
Yes, and?
And.
And you?
Okay, so y, right?
Yes, ¿y tú?
¿Y tú? And the word for, and tú means you.
That's right.
Okay, so how come it looks like and you, but I translated it, what about you?
Well, you know, English, it's so long.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. But, you know, in Spanish, you can only say y tú, and it means, what about you?
Okay, so let's take the whole sentence again. Yes, the piano, and you?
Sí, el piano, ¿y tú?
And the answer is, I know how to play the guitar.
Yo sé tocar la guitarra.
Okay, now what are those first two words, yo sé?
I know.
And that's literally I, yo. And then the word sé?
Sé is the verb saber.
Saber, just like we had above.
Yes, but in this case, it's I know, so it's yo sé.
Yo sé. Okay, it means I know. And then we have our keyword again, tocar. But we're not talking about the piano this time. This person knows how to play the guitar.
La guitarra.
La guitarra. Okay, so now we have the word la, which is...
Feminine.
Okay, means the.
Yes, and just remember it's feminine because of the shape of the guitar. Ooh. So it has the shape of a woman, so ooh, okay. La guitarra.
La guitarra. Guitarra. There's a double R in that word for guitar, mm-hmm. right? Guitarra. All right, well, let's listen to the dialogue in three more times. We're going to talk about some grammar.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Sabes tocar algún instrumento?
Sí, el piano. ¿Y tú?
Yo sé tocar la guitarra.
Second time.
¿Sabes tocar algún instrumento?
Sí, el piano. ¿Y tú?
Yo sé tocar la guitarra.
Third time.
¿Sabes tocar algún instrumento?
Sí, el piano. ¿Y tú?
Yo sé tocar la guitarra.
All right, we're back. And Lily, I got a question for you. Here in the dialogue, we're asking if they know how to do something, right?
Yes.
And so how do you say, do you know how to play? And so how do you say, I know how to play the guitar?
Yo sé tocar la guitarra.
Okay, yo sé tocar la guitarra. I see yo sé means I know, mm-hmm. and tocar means to play, right?
Yes.
Where is the word for how?
I mean, you can also say yo sé cómo tocar la guitarra.
But there's no cómo here.
No, I mean, you can just leave that out.
Really?
Yes. So you can say yo sé tocar la guitarra.
Okay.
Like it's implied already.
Okay, so you don't have to say how. You can
no.
just say yo sé tocar, I know how to play.
Yeah, you can also say yo sé cómo tocar la guitarra.
Okay.
That cómo is the how, but it's the same thing. And usually you can just cut it.
Okay, so we can say yo sé tocar, that means I know how to play. What if I want to talk about other things I know how to do?
Like what?
Like driving. I know how to drive.
Yo sé manejar.
Okay, how about I know how to cook?
Yo sé cocinar.
How about I know how to speak Spanish?
Yo sé hablar español.
Muy bien. Yo
wow.
sé hablar español.
That's good.
Okay, folks. Well, this has been your free newbie lesson of the day. If you're interested in any of the other levels we have, all the way up to advanced and some grammar videos and a cooking show, please come to SpanishPod.com and sign up for your 7-day free trial. For now, it's time for us to go. Hasta luego.
Hasta mañana.